You mentioned radio frequency ablation. What's your take on that?
Well, I think certainly radio frequency ablation has given us the opportunity to, if you will, ablate individuals who have lesions that are not resectable, perhaps for reasons that we mentioned before. And as you know, NSABC09 now goes ahead and makes eligible those individuals who have six or less lesions that are potentially resectable and or ablatable, which I think is very important. So ablation has come a long way. Radio frequency ablation basically destroys cellular tissue, if you will, radio frequency wise, ablating that tissue. Prior to radio frequency ablation, it was cryo ablation, freezing tissue. Now we're at the other end of the spectrum in a heat mode, if you will. There have not been any, and never will be, prospective randomized trials comparing radio frequency ablation of liver metastasis to hepatic resection. That would be the ultimate gold trial in terms of disease-free survival and overall survival as aims, if you will. That trial will never happen. There are some very good single institution trials that certainly show that with radio frequency ablation of hepatic metastasis from this particular disease, that 2 and 5 year survivals look comparable to people who get resection. And it's one of the reasons why ablation has been brought into NSABP-09. So there's a role for radio frequency ablation in patients who have hepatic metastasis. My concern across the country, when I give grand rounds across the country and have residents and fellows present cases to me, my concern is I see cases that are ablated that in my mind are resectable. And I think you have to have experience, high volume experience in hepatic resection to do resections and to do ablation. Ablation is not a poor surgeon's surgical procedure. Patients who are resectable need to get resectable. If they're not resectable and they have ablatable lesions, they need to do that. So you don't substitute ablation for a lesion that's resectable. And that's part of my concern.